Actual test 3. 1. If you are negotiating a transaction and need to know the background, reputation, and honesty of the individual, you need to conduct some background checks. The internet is the fastest and least expensive way you can obtain personal data. Entering your professor's name on the search engine, for example, you will know her major, the articles and books she published, and some recent remarks she made in the interview. Also, you can ask people for details. The subject's education, employment, location, and general reputation can be known when you meet people. If an individual knows your subject very well and is willing to give you the information, you can interview him. There are many more ways you can use to obtain background information, so be creative and attentive. Jamie Pennebaker from the University of Texas has demonstrated benefits of coping with difficulties through writing. For 4 days, Pennebaker invited participants to spend 15 to 20 minutes writing about upsetting or traumatic experiences. People who volunteered for the experiment were guaranteed confidentiality and were asked to open up as much as possible. It turns out that the 1 hour or so spent over a period of 4 days significantly reduced participants' overall level of anxiety, increased their overall happiness, and improved their physical health. Participants enjoyed lower blood pressure and had better liver functionality than their counterparts whose conditions were checked but who didn't write. 3. Research by psychologist Daryl Bem shows that we form attitudes about ourselves in the same way that we form attitudes about others through observation. Seeing a man helping others, for example, we conclude that he is kind. Seeing a woman standing up for her beliefs, we conclude that she is principled and courageous. This way, we form attitudes about the people we see. Similarly, we draw conclusions about ourselves by observing our behavior. When we act kindly or courageously, our attitudes are likely to shift in the direction of our actions and we tend to feel and see ourselves as kinder and more courageous. Through this mechanism, which Bem calls self-perception theory, behavior can change attitudes over time. 4. A point of view is the position from which a person observes or thinks about something, and it affects how we record historical events. Students of history must take into account a witness' point of view whenever they use their accounts of past events. For example, European explorers and the native peoples had different views regarding the European exploration of North America. They also had different ideas about what was proper behavior. Unfortunately, the native peoples did not have written records. Thus, some of their views of the first Europeans they met have been maintained in the records of Europeans. We must ask ourselves, were these views written down accurately, or were they changed by the values and prospects of the Europeans? 5. Lots of books are considered controversial, but few led to death threats. When Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses hit bookstores in 1988, the author was forced to go into hiding for 9 years. Iran's spiritual leader Ayatollah Khomeini deemed the book an insult to Islam, calling on Muslims to execute Rushdie. At the heart of this firestorm were dreams of Jibril Farishtoth, a fictional movie star who, after surviving a plane crash, imagines that he is the Archangel Gabriel. Only in 1998 did the Iranian foreign minister finally drop the official death threat against Rushdie. Though The Satanic Verses made more headlines than most of his books, there is much more to Salman Rushdie and his writing. He wrote many books, including a children's book he wrote for his son Zafar. 6. Do you say thank you often, expressing gratitude to others? To our parents, teachers, friends, students is among the most effective ways of raising others as well as our own levels of well-being. Professor Martin Seligman introduced the gratitude visit exercise as part of his positive psychology class, asking students to write a letter expressing their appreciation to a person who helped them in some way. Then, the students will visit the person and read the letter aloud. The effect of this exercise, as reported by Seligman and his students, and indeed confirmed by subsequent researcher, is remarkable in terms of the benefit it brings to the giver, the recipient, and their relationship.